Welcome back, everybody. Where you got
and
the shit?
I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
God, thank you, Melissa. The beautiful soundings of Melissa K. Everybody, Melissa K. She'll be here all week. Tip her if you can. I appreciate you, Melissa. I almost
actually this is my last day.
Yeah, it's just all done after this. Melissa's been doing our bumper music. I actually almost started put her down like I do with
the bumper music. We'll fade her just a little bit here.
It faded you down. I'm sorry, Melissa. You're doing too good of a job. That's what you tricked me. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour on Thursdays, every Thursday, with our great friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. We have Executive Director Madison Rafter with us. Madison, always good to see you. Thanks for being in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. How are things going over at the shop?
We're good. We're trudging along on building renovations, so trying to handle that, and we're doing what we can, but it's going well, and we're happy and excited for building renovations to be done.
We are very excited for you. We're excited for what this means for our community, for what it means for the Humane Society, your staff, and most importantly, these animals. It's going to be really exciting. Before we dive into things local, I wanted to get a good story out there for us, and we were going to have it in our good stories of the day, but since you're here, I thought it'd be good, noteworthy, and I hope it encourages our community. This is an interesting one. I'm just going to give you the headline and a little bit of info on it. California shelter greets the new year with all 129 dogs adopted.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
A California animal shelter announced it met its goal of finding new homes for every dog at the facility. It's time in time for the new year. The Second Chance Animal Shelter of Selma announced it in a Facebook post that its dog kennels are completely empty. The shelter had aimed in early December to find new homes for all of the 129 dogs by New Year's Eve. As the shelter's contract with the city was not renewed for 2024, the shelter bested its goal by 2 days.
Wow.
Sad story there about the shelter not being operational anymore.
Yeah.
Very encouraging story to hear going forward with that, and hopefully into 2024 and getting more and more adopted, more and more of these animals adopted and going to good homes.
Yeah. No, that's a crazy story, and I'm happy that they were able to get all their dogs homes, but sad that they're not being supported much anymore.
It brings two interesting notes to mind, where we've got a society that is becoming more and more friendly. Domesticated animal friendly. And at the same time, we don't have the funding, we're not taking care of a lot of these animals. You know, it's an interesting thing, and I think it's something that should be on everybody's radar.
Yep.
We are currently have a situation, not a situation, but we're doing something different with our dogs right now over at our shelter because of the work that's being done over there. How's that going?
It's going good. I mean, we've got 7-8 dogs in the building right now, so we're kind of popping them up in the building where we can. We have a space where we've got some larger kennels, then we have a couple pop-ups. Our staff are still getting them out every 2 hours, so they're getting that exercise. They're not cooped up all day. But any strays that are off of stray hold and then are either waiting for surgery or ready for adoption pretty much get placed into fosters. So all of our available dogs will be in foster care, but then all of our dogs that are waiting stray hold are in the building. So it's going well. We've got a lot of foster parents that are willing to foster, and we're doing really good with that. It's just a matter of getting some of these kiddos adopted.
Yeah. Let's try to help with that. Who is our pet of the week?
Our pet of the week is actually going to be four dogs, and it is a group that came in together. So we have Dancer, Prancer, Comet, and Cupid. These kiddos came in a little before Christmas. They are not on the website, but they will be later today. They are four Minpin boys. We don't know where they came from. We're not sure a lot of their background history, but it is all four boys, and there's two reds and two brown and reds. Age estimate, they're about a year to 2 years old, so they're younger males. Not potty trained quite yet, but everybody is neutered, up to date on vaccines and microchipped. If there's a family looking for a dog like this, definitely one that has a lot of energy. These boys are lots of energy. All four of them are in one foster home, and they have a basement to themselves. They destroy toys, they have a blast down there, and that's what they love doing.
Wow. They are living their best life right now, dogs.
They are living their best life.
I'm envious of these dogs. Like, that sounds like a great way to spend your day. That's When it comes to these dogs, are we trying to get them all adopted together? Can they be adopted solo?
They can be adopted solo. They can be adopted in pairs. It really does not matter. They're not really bonded to each other. That nobody needs to go together. But if it's something that you're interested in, too, we're definitely open to that conversation. They're all living together right now. They all do fine together. But they definitely amp each other up. And they're definitely a little bit on the naughty side sometimes. they really like to chew on stuff. So they have a little kid mattress bed down there, and they have shredded that multiple times now. All their Christmas toys are completely shredded. So
they're starting to sound like me and my younger brother.
They're definitely a little naughty, but they love to play. They just want to be around. They want to play. They're all learning how to fetch right now. So watching the whole crowd of them go running after a ball, it's a blast.
There's certainly lots of different styles and types of families that these guys would be a good fit for. But there are, especially when it comes to energetic dogs, there are certain families that would be a really perfect fit, a really good fit for them. And we're thinking families maybe with younger kids, things like that.
They do great with kids. They have an absolute blast with kids. Definitely just anybody who's looking for a dog that's small but wants an energetic dog, wants to get them out, wants to go on walks, things like that. These boys, they're a hoot and a half to watch, and they're great dogs. So anybody who's looking for an active dog that wants to get out, wants to get them out doing things, any of these boys would be perfect for them.
And if you're hearing that, and you're kind of like, well, that's the opposite of what I want. I'm looking for a dog that's the opposite of that. They got that over at the Humane Society, too.
We do. Noodle's still there, and Noodle is just a little love bug, so.
Be sure to, that'll fit your family, that'll fit your home, be sure to reach out to your local Humane Society. If you're in the Wood County area here, our friends over at the Wood County, the Humane Society not only needs your attention and help with adopting these animals, but bringing awareness to this and what's going on. Maybe you live in an apartment, you can't adopt an animal or something like that. You can still help. You can still spread the word about these things. Follow the Humane Society on Facebook. You can share their pages, reshare them. That's another way of doing it. And any other ways we can help out with the team over there, Madison?
Yeah, we're always in need of donations. So right now our highest need is cat food and cat litter. We still have lots of cats and a couple litters of kittens still coming back that we're waiting on. And then if anybody is interested in volunteering, our volunteer applications will open again after building renovations are done.
Excellent. And any word on that? How's the construction going? Is it on time? Is it a...
At this point, I don't know. I quit asking.
Sorry.
I honestly quit asking just because I don't want high expectation hopes up at
this
point.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be end of January, but I'm not really asking anymore just because, you know what? As long as it gets done, that's fine.
Right. And we appreciate the work they're doing over there. They're doing really good work. Every time I drive past it, I'm seeing more and more getting done, and it's going to look so good over there. I'm so excited for you guys and these dogs, and it's going to be fun.
I'm so excited. I picked paint colors yesterday,
nice.
So we're very excited.
Ooh, so. Very cool. Madison, we appreciate the heck out of you and your team, what you guys do for our community, hanging out with us on Thursdays. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to find out more, be sure to go to swchs.com. That's Southwood County's website, swchs.com. Be sure to go there to find all of these great animals we talk about, and be sure to spread the word about the page. You can follow them on Facebook as well. Be sure to do so and type it in your search bar, Southwood County Humane Society. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Coming back, everybody.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Oh, jeez.
Going to the bottom of the barrel now.
All by myself.
Oh, nice.
Don't
want to
live.
Oh, that was
good. We got two there. That was good.
That was good.
I like that one. Yeah.
You're flipping through the bumpers. You weren't happy with the first one.
Right? Yeah, oh, there you go.
Nice work. God, you're good. By the way, I really, really wish I had the power to give Melissa the rest of the day off. Take the whole rest of the day off.
She's done so much great stuff for us, man. Yeah.
You've earned it. I'm sorry, there will be no news updates today because we have Melissa learning songs. She's got to learn new songs for our bumpers.
Oh, man.
In the 90s, apparently.
Yep. I'm loving it. Every song you've done, I've loved. Sometimes it's the best version of that song I've heard.
Yeah, right.
we dive into some entertainment news. But again, gigantic shout out to Madison Rafter.
Yeah.
And I do mean our good friend at from the Southwick County Humane Society. We appreciate you, Madison.
Yes.
Thanks so much for the time. Find out ways that you can help out the Humane Society. Find out maybe your new furry friend forever over there. You can email them, SWCHS at SWCHS.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. And be sure to follow along on their great webpage, SWCHS.com, and their Facebook page, SWCH, Southwick County Humane Society. Type in. Should be able to find it that way.
All right.
So yesterday we touched on this. No word yet from Aaron Rodgers, but Pat McAfee is doing everything he can to kiss the mouse's ring. So Pat McAfee, catch everybody up on this one that doesn't know. Biggest podcast out there, biggest YouTube page out there.
Mm-hmm.
He turns down a bigger contract with another company to take the money with Disney. Because of the what that allows, the stage that it gives when you're on Disney, when you're a part of ESPN, there's no bigger pulpit in sports than ESPN. And it's owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So that comes with a little bit of understanding that, hey, you're going to walk the Disney line now.
Right.
When you become a member of any Disney corporation nowadays, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is always the case, but they say, hey, welcome to the family. You're a part of the Disney family now. And they do that for two reasons. One, because you are. And by all rights, it does seem like Disney does seem to treat some, if not all, of its employees fairly well.
Yeah, not bad.
And they try to do that a lot of mm-hmm. that. Then there's also the other side of it. You're under Disney's watch now.
Yes.
Watch your language. Watch what you talk about.
Certain things,
No politics, no religion, no sexual talk, no swearing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is the opposite of what the Pat McAfee show is. But Pat is told by the Disney executives and by everybody, you're going to be able to do your thing still.
Mm-hmm.
We'd mm-hmm. like you to tone down the swearing, but otherwise, we're going to let you be Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
So they do this, and in essence, in many ways, by not me saying this, but by a lot of the talking heads out there, they kind of sell out. Because they get rid of like 90% of their workforce and 90% of the people that we grew up watching on sports and enjoying and all that.
Yep.
And they bring in Pat McAfee because this is what the game is now.
Yeah.
That's where it's gone, to the Pat McAfees of the mm-hmm. world. And part of the reason they do this is because Pat McAfee has a weekly interview with Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that's got this.
Right. Which he pays for, by the way.
Which we found out recently, he pays him $1 million to do this interview.
Yep. Yes, yes, he does.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh.
And what do you
not
get
that
for?
I needed more reasons to dislike him.
And what do you get for that $1 million? Trouble.
Yeah,
you get trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a bunch of nonsense and a guy who doesn't have any facts or anything to back up anything he's saying, and he just goes on there and accuses. Now, keep this in mind as well. Disney is owned by ABC. ABC's biggest, one of their biggest faces of that network is Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
So Aaron Rodgers not only shoots the company in the foot in Disney by doing this, by taking a shot at Jimmy Kimmel, but he also has no standing on this, no facts, nothing to base this on.
Mm-hmm.
He accuses Jimmy Kimmel of sexual, like being a sexual predator, and here's the other thing. This is something that most businesses, most companies that work in media will tell you literally day one. You can do almost anything. Don't accuse somebody of sexual harassment or sexual abuse or any of these things. It's literally like day one on page one. Don't do this. And Aaron Rodgers does it. And so who has left to pick up the pieces, who has to make this right and everything, is Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't said a word about this yet.
Nope.
The list came out yesterday. Jimmy Kimmel was not on the list.
Of course not.
Of course not. But Aaron Rodgers hasn't said a darn word. Which, as a side note, I guess we found out how to shut up Aaron Rodgers. Bring attorneys to the fold. We could. I have a feeling a lot of people in Wisconsin would have liked to have known that information a lot earlier.
Right.
So Pat McAfee, bowed down and everything, kissed the Disney ring. And long story short, Pat McAfee has sort of apologized. He said, we obviously don't like to be associated with anything negative ever, so we apologize for being a part of it. I can't wait to hear what Aaron has to say about it. Hopefully those two will just be able to settle this, not work-wise, but be able to chit-chat and move along. Pat also thinks thinks that Aaron Rodgers was just, he was just talking junk. He was just talking junk. Why are we, it's our fault for taking it so seriously.
Yes, what?
How dare we? It's they walk this little gray. Yeah, this misdirection and this little wonderful. Now, let's say that something had come of this. Well, then all of a sudden, he's a truth teller, and Aaron is willing to talk about things that nobody else is and everything. Blah, blah, blah. Keep the tinfoil hat tight.
They like to take the credit, but they don't take the responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is exactly what this is. That's why we will not hear from Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to take responsibility for his words. No.
Aaron Rodgers never took responsibility for an interception he threw, let alone something like this.
No. He threw all the touchdowns. He never threw the interceptions.
Yeah. You never heard that man have accountability. Never. Like, it was. And I'm not saying he always threw other people under the bus, but it was always very vague blame that he would throw around. Yes. He wasn't strong enough to actually like settle on something. I heard Mike Scher, creator of Parks and Recs and a couple of other great shows, really good guy, really, really good guy, talking about Aaron Rodgers a little bit. And he had a theory that if Aaron Rodgers had won more, this wouldn't have happened. Like the idea that like Tom Brady is no different. Like Tom Brady's got crazy thoughts or whatever, but because he's won so much, he's good. Like he doesn't have this angst to him. He doesn't have this my life should, you know, because we all know that person that has those delusions of grandeur. My life should have been this. My life should have been that. Blah blah blah. Get in line. Everybody's got that. The idea that if Mike McCarthy just had been a better coach and Aaron Rodgers had won one or two more Super Bowls, none of this would happen. I don't know if that's true, but I love the idea of that theory.
Might be something to that. I don't know, man.
I think alternate it's a reality.
Yeah, yeah.
I personally find it hilarious. I find it hilarious up until the point people take him seriously.
Right, exactly. And then we have to be like, uh-oh.
If Aaron Rodgers was telling me how to spell his name, I wouldn't take him serious. Like, it's gotten to that point now. It's gotten to that point now where, wait a minute, two A's in Aaron? I don't know about that. That sounds crazy. I'm not sure if that's how you really spell that. He's done this to himself.
Yes, absolutely.
When is the last time that you heard Aaron Rodgers say something that was either factual, interesting, or creative, or funny, or et cetera, or et cetera? When
is the last time I heard his name and didn't roll my eyes?
Oh, that's a good point.
715.
This is from me, not a sports fan.
Right, yeah, exactly.
715-424-2600. I'm generally asking, like, when was the last time he said anything that interested any of you or that you found, you know, intriguing or enlightening or anything? Good. We got a call coming in. Cool. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I remember when Aaron shot down Ryan Braun for using something to help him get over an injury.
Yeah.
Mm. I have a whole lot more respect for Ryan Braun than him. Mm. Ryan Braun's married, got three children, and living a pretty decent life, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well said. Yeah, yeah. That's a great point, sir. Thank you for the call. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate that. Yeah, interesting. And I think we've spent enough time on him.
Yeah.
I think
we've spent enough time. We can move on.
It does look like Rage Against the Machine may have broken up again. if you've been
they were back together.
Yeah, I think that might have been news to people already. If you've been waiting for rescheduled tour dates for Rage Against the Machine, drummer Brad Wilk has an announcement for you. In a social media post, he said, quote, "I don't want to string people or myself along any further. I want to let you know that that the band, Tim, Zach, Tom, will not be touring or playing live again. I'm sorry for those of you who have been waiting for this to happen. I really wish it was." Mm. Brad added his caption, "Bottom of my heart, thank you to every person who has ever supported us." Sounds like they have broken up again, though.
Okay.
I was really excited about them getting back together because I always wanted to see them. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see what happens with it. Should be interesting.
Yep.
Real quick rundown of TV tonight. 2-hour special of The Golden Bachelor, The Golden Wedding. I know we're all going to be watching that. I know. No.
No one here anyway.
But to each their own. To each their own if you're watching it. Hell's Kitchen is on at 7 on Fox. And then the 1-hour special, General Hospital, 60 Years of Stars and Storytelling. That'll be on at 9 o'clock on ABC.
All right.
Wow, that's late.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would think that the people who would want to watch that
yes.
would not be up at 9 o'clock at night.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. That's the. I mean, if I'm being honest with the audience, part of the reason I'm even doing this is so I could bring this up. completely, full honesty here, yeah. everybody. I am very confused. I got so excited. I am not a soap opera guy, mm-hmm. but my Nana and many people that I grew up with loved soap operas, and mm-hmm. specifically General Hospital.
Okay. They definitely have their fans.
Yeah, and as an actor, I value soap operas. Mm-hmm. So many of the actors that all of us love got their start because of a lot
of them
opera.
Did, yeah.
And whether you like them or not, whatever you think of soap operas, I don't know how you cannot respect the writing teams of soap operas.
Man.
There are no repeats. There are no reruns. They've got to come up with new material constantly.
It's a 24, yeah, I mean.
As somebody who has to do something a little similar to that, coming up with content yep. every day, 16 segments every day, it's difficult. It's tough. it's not an easy gig and everything.
And they have to write it with, like, you come up with new ideas and add character. I mean, think of all the people they have to write for. It's amazing.
So Susan Lucci fought a bear. Get over it. I mean, you know, you come up with something. Yeah, you come right. up with something.
It's not all going to be gold. It's,
it happens.
It's a film time.
But I read that and I got excited. And then I see the 9 o'clock start time. And I thought the same thing, Melissa.
Like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
It kind of feels like the audience that would love that is already going to be crashed by that.
Exactly.
And I'm not trying to be like stereotypical here or anything. I think
that is. No, we hear you, man. We hear you.
And it's daytime television.
Yes.
Watch it during the daytime. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not at 9 o'clock at night.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But something that made sense and came together last night was the Glass Menagerie cast.
Yeah.
I want to send a big shout out to them and you and your team over there. And I want to say a specific congratulations to our own Melissa Kay.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
I am not jealous.
It's starting to sink in, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I hope it is.
I'm not jealous. I am not jealous at all.
You really wanted that part, James?
Wanted to be Amanda?
I just want to act. I just want to act so dang bad. And the fact that two of my favorite people get to act together and perform and work together, I should say, doesn't make me jealous at all. I don't understand where that comes from. Who brought up the word jealous? Why did it even come up? I don't even understand. In all seriousness, congratulations. Seth, how did it go last night?
It went great. We had a lot of repeat people came again from Tuesday night, which was cool. We did have a newer person, so we were able to go through some stuff again and get where we needed to be with our cast. We are real excited about the four people that will be joining us for that, including Melissa. And we get the read through tonight, and then we get to work. We're already working on it, but we get to work. And so stay tuned. We'll be talking about it as we go along here. And as you hear Melissa slowly get more tired every day as she tries to go through putting together. And it's a role. I mean, Amanda Wingfield is one of those great theater roles of
yes.
all time.
Yes.
And it's a fun. I'm sure Melissa's going to have a lot of fun with it. But it's a lot
I'm
of work,
excited.
Too. So,
I'm
yeah.
excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa, how you feeling about it?
Excited.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the read through tonight because things were a little chaotic last night as the cast was announced and
yep.
We all kind of went our separate ways in a
right.
little bit of a fog, I think.
yeah,
it's true.
Like just, you know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to actually getting to sit down with my three new castmates and mm-hmm. The team and go read through the script together. It's going to be awesome.
I agree.
The productions will begin in March, and we'll be talking more about this as we get closer. We're going to have you and the cast on for Director's Cut. We'll have a special show of that and
yep.
talking with you guys. I'm sure we'll have a midday magazine where we bring you guys on as well.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I did want to take the opportunity, since you're with us, both of you guys are with us, to just touch on the show a little bit, because this mm-hmm. is going to be such a it's a different take on the play than most have seen, but not for you, Seth.
No, as a matter of fact, the whole reason I wanted to be a part of this in the directing capacity, I'm co-directing with Beth, my wife, because she has some more experience directing theater. So we're kind of teaming up on this one. And I was a part of a show, The Glass Menagerie, that was a multimedia one. It's described, Tennessee Williams described it as a memory play, which means it's not going to be, you know, facts and figures kind of thing, like this is exactly how it happened. You got to think of it as like you're remembering
something. And, of course, we don't remember things correctly. Mm-hmm. We add things. We subtract things, that sort of stuff. So I thought, well, what a way to make it feel like a dream, you know, when I was in it before with some, you know, some film, with some voiceover, with montage, with silhouette. Make it feel not quite real, you know, make it feel a little different. And I thought, that's great. And being a part of that one, I enjoyed it so much. And now I want to do it again. I want to be able to do it on the other side. Get some new performers in there and find to do this kind of different way of doing it. So we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have video or film. We're going to have voiceovers with like montage on I don't know how else to say it, you know, like you'll see like images on the screen with voiceover, what they're talking about, that sort of thing, and some other stuff. So so very I'm just exciting. Looking forward to, I'm starting to figure out, you know, what the technical aspect, you know, like how do I do this and this, and that's going to be the challenge. But I hope in the end, you know, it'll be an experience for everyone, a different kind of experience.
I think that's go ahead, Melissa.
Beautiful facility at Wisconsin Rapids Theater and all of the, you know, opportunities that we have there with lighting, with tech, with sound. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity to really try to fulfill your vision with this set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree 100%.
The new executive director at WRCT, Gretchen Powers, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago, and Gretchen and I were talking about this. In part, I couldn't agree with you more, Melissa. I think it's a perfect stage for this, and we have a little experience with this already. If you saw It's a Wonderful Life a while back, Gretchen did a little of this with the backdrop. It was easier to do. You know, the falls, so much of that setting of It's a Wonderful Life was really projected there, and it was really cool. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. And our set pieces were simple, and we were able to move them in and out and change the whole stage so much easier, I felt.
Yeah.
And that was just that little bit there. I can't imagine with what you're doing. U.S. Broadway right now, everybody is trying, and movie theaters, everybody's trying to get people to go and see live entertainment or go see movies now and everything. Right. Nobody knows what to do to make that happen. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe that this is one of those ways, giving people a new way. I've seen The Glass Menagerie, but wait a minute, I haven't seen it like this.
Right.
You know, and a lot of that. I think that the reimagining of these things can go only benefit us as a culture, as a society, all of that. I mean, all of that. I think theater's that important, I think. Live entertainment, I think, is that important. And it's going to be cool to see. I cannot wait. We're going to go to break right now because I still haven't heard what I'm doing in the show. I got to figure out. I want to find out am I a tree? Am I a bush? Because I can make I am a mean bush. I am great at just staying still. I can do it. My hair alone is a good bush.
It is. It's got good volume there.
We'll take a break.
Can I send a shout out, though, to everybody who auditioned, because I was blown away by the talent that auditioned for this show, and I'm humbled to have gotten the part. So I just want to send a huge shout out to everybody else that auditioned as well.
100% agree. It was great to see the people that came. It was awesome.
A big part of the reason why I wanted to talk about this is to encourage people with the next production and the production after that. And wherever you're listening to us, we are certainly, we love our local community theater here, but wherever you're listening to us, chances are there's a local community theater. We want you to get involved with it. It's your new family, everybody. They're waiting for you.
It's an experience.
We will get to our break here, take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Unbreak my heart, say you love me again. Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear, and he shows them. Pearly white. Oyster jackknife has old McKeefy, and he keeps it out of sight.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the acapella show. Oh, God, you're good, Melissa. You're good. I was trying to snap along with you. I was trying. I've always been told I snap my fingers weird. I use my index finger in my thumb.
Oh, okay. Well, I use my ring finger.
Yeah. That's
I think a lot of people use their middle finger. Yeah.
I don't know. I use my middle finger. I think it's because I got these weird hands.
It's got to be.
It's got to be that.
You could probably, in fact, I bet you could do it with any one of your fingers.
Yeah, I can.
You could probably
do it
with your pinky if you wanted to.
Sort of.
There's a
no,
record for you, James.
There we go.
Snapping.
Be working on that one. The national parks are free to visit on 6 select dates. We're going to dive into those right now, maybe give you something to do.
Nice.
Most of the popular national parks like the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone charge an entrance fee, but on 6 days of the year, they will waive those fees.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Here are the 2024 dates when you can visit for free. Monday, January 15th, Martin Luther King Day.
Okay.
Saturday, April 20th, first day of National Park Week.
Nice.
Wednesday, June 19th for Juneteenth. Sunday, August 4th for the Great America Outdoors Day. Saturday, September 28th at National Public Lands Day. Ooh. And Monday, November 11th, of course, for Veterans Day.
Really? Wow.
Don't worry if you forget these. They are right there at the National Park website. You can just go to nps.gov, and find all that information there, and as well as other information about our national parks.
One of the great things of this country, the national park system, is an amazing testament to the diversity of ecologies that the United States is within our borders here. And the fact that we have these just amazing vistas and these amazing places to go, that's for everybody. Everyone to share. It's just, it's one of the things I'm most proud of in the United States, is that we have something like this. It's so cool.
And the DNR actually just released the public land access lands atlas for Wisconsin.
Real? Oh, yes.
There's 441 maps in there that covers all of the land that's available to us to enjoy.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, I got to look into that. That's really interesting. I did not hear about that. Thank you, Melissa. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. To touch on what Seth was just saying there too, I was talking earlier about we are a consumer society. America is a capitalist society. If we see land, we want to build something on it. That's what we've been doing since we got to this country.
Yeah, privatize it, right?
That kind of thing. The fact that we have this, it's still in place with as crazy as we can be with, businesses and consumerism and all of that. I value that about our country. I appreciate that, and I hope it never changes.
Yep.
I can't look my kids in the eye and say it won't, but I'm hoping that's just the cynical part of my brain, because I don't imagine that I try to give myself scenarios. Well, what could happen to change that? You know, it's 2024. Anything could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know anymore. But I do think that it's important for us to use these parks. And so that if that ever were to be the case, if it were to ever come up, hey, you guys, what happens to your parents, you know, when you're a kid? You're not using this. We're getting rid of it. We're giving it away or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want that to even be a chance. I don't want that to even be a scenario. Let's use our national parks. Let's appreciate
them.
Appreciate the people that work in them. Mm-hmm. Give them a shout out and a big thank you. And enjoy.
And show them care when you're there. You know, leave no trace.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't leave garbage. Don't try to feed the animals.
Please don't.
Good idea.
Do not do that.
Although I have the most adorable picture of my baby brother when he was, you know, pre-1, because he was still a baby in arms, fighting with a chipmunk over a Cheerio.
Oh, wow.
In Yellowstone.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that's got to be an amazing picture. Oh, that's
such
awesome.
A cute picture.
That's great.
He was not letting go.
Oh, that sounds like a good one. That's
awesome. That's awesome.
It's a new year, and a lot of resolutions are out there, and I am not going to use the low-hanging fruit of you've already failed at your New Year resolution or something like that. I'm encouraging you. I hope.
Assume you're going strong.
Yep. Yep. And if you've had some speed bumps or anything like that, they're just speed bumps. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Mm-hmm. It's only the third day of the year, so it's not too late to set your New Year's resolutions. Our only trick will be achieving them. And part of that is staying motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got you covered with that. We've got some tips here about keeping that resolution in 2024. And we've kind of gone over some of these, but these are specifically you're already in the middle of the year. You're already in the year, and you're in not in the middle of your resolution, but maybe in the middle of deciding what you want to do or what have you. So be specific instead of vague goal like wanting to exercise more. Be specific. I want to take a walk every day or every morning.
Right. Okay.
Break it kind of down like that. Simplify it a little bit. The squirrel doesn't get all of its food for the winter in one go. It right. picks up those nuts one at a time.
Yep.
Unless you're on Ice Age.
Nice.
Shout out to Ice. That's a good one. Make them achievable. Be realistic and choose things that are achievable. Otherwise, you may become discouraged and give up. I want to put on weight. It is not realistic for me to, you know what, by the end of the year, I want to look like The Rock. Like, that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
I'm going to lose 30 pounds by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen. But, you know, maybe you lose a pound or two, or maybe I put on a bit of weight, you know, by the end of the year here or there. Be realistic.
Hey, hey, I'll give you mine, and we're good.
We're good. We're all good.
I would that it worked that way,
all
right?
About sharing.
I literally wish it worked that way. I genuinely
do. Can I just
do.
Give you some of
like, like, I was borrowing money from Melissa or something. Like, can I borrow 10 pounds? Could I,
can I have some of that?
You can keep it. I don't know. Right,
it's a dirty gift.
Write them down. Use a planner or vision board to help you stay on track and to visualize your goals.
A vision board? What's a vision
Something
board?
Something that you see every day.
Oh, I see.
In
okay.
front of you.
All right.
It's visualized.
Gotcha.
I got to be honest, I've never put too much stock into some of that stuff, but I have in recent years tried it, and in part I tried it with acting. I did this with, I was having struggling with my Sherlock lines, and I had never done this before, but I tried it with It's a Wonderful Life, and then I did it with Sherlock, and what I recorded myself doing the lines and listened to them over again. And then I would put them up, I would write them out and put them up in front of me and have them out, and just something about it made it stick better.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
I think that part of that was the goals in there, too. Like, I do think that that can work for people.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. But
of course. But no, I think that's really cool. Something to try anyway.
A daily reminder of, this is what I'm working towards.
Right.
This is what I need to do.
Prioritize your goals. Don't try to tackle too many at the same time. Pick a few that are most important.
All right.
Create a plan. Break each down into more manageable tasks and schedule time to work on them. Track your progress. Keep track of things. Regularly review your progress to make any necessary adjustments to your plan. But I will also include to that to give yourself the little wins.
Yes.
Hey, I made it a week. Hey, I made it 2 weeks. That's awesome. Maybe your goal is to make it the rest of your life, but hey, you got to start small.
Positive reinforcement. That's right.
And also, don't beat yourself up over the lapses, because maybe in that week there was a day you didn't, and that's okay.
That's okay.
And that leads us to avoiding negative self-talk. Don't beat yourself up, just as Melissa and Seth were talking about here. If you're struggling to stay on track with your goals, remember each day is a new day. Replace your negative self-talk with positive affirmations.
Gotcha.
We can all be Stuart Smalley. just look in the mirror. You know what?
Yep.
I like me. I'm okay.
Doggone it. Good
it's
person.
A new day. It's a new life.
As we go to break, I have to.
Oh, she was a little. She was a little early on that one.
But. I just hit the bumper early. That's on me. We'll take our final break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun and on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
Feel like I've been blown apart. There are pieces here. I don't know where they go. I don't know where they go. We don't know what commercial's going to play next. It might be the same one again. You just never know.
Now she's making up her own.
Never know.
Never know.
Nice job, guys.
Best team in radio. God, I love you guys. Let's dive into some fun here. You know, if you're really, really serious about that New Year's resolution, willing to uproot your entire life, we've got the cities that you are going to achieve it in the best. WalletHub.com just ranked 182 of the biggest cities in the country with the best places to keep your New Year's resolution from the best to the worst.
Okay.
The rankings are based on various factors that tie in with common resolutions. That means things like gyms per capita, average credit card debt, local job opportunities, that kind of thing. The 10 best cities for sticking to your New Year's resolution are Seattle, San Francisco, Scottsdale, Arizona, Irvine, California, San Diego, Orlando, Fremont, California, Salt Lake City, Austin, Texas, and San Jose.
Wow. I think
I'm not moving to any of those.
I think at least half of those started with an S.
Yes.
So maybe there's something there. I don't know. Find a city with an S that starts with an S.
That's all you got to do.
I'm also not moving back to Sparta.
Nice. Madison ranked 16th in this list.
Oh, not bad.
Hey. Not bad at all.
Not too bad.
Not pretty
bad.
Good.
That's pretty good. All right. The worst city is Newark, New Jersey. poor New Jersey.
It's New Jersey.
New Jersey gets picked on so much. Some other notable cities in the bottom 20 are Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Detroit, Baton Rouge, Toledo, and North Las Vegas.
Okay.
I don't think.
I always wanted to move to Toledo. It's just so much fun to say.
Toledo is fun to say. Yeah, that's a good point. Minneapolis is 23rd on the list. Las Vegas is 25th. I think that's interesting.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
Chicago, 29th. Let's see. Los Angeles, 33rd. Charleston, South Carolina, 36th.
Okay.
Trying to see if Milwaukee is on the list here. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 53. Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota, 63. If Milwaukee's on here, it's pretty low. It's
Minneapolis
looking like.
Was that much higher than
St.
Paul.
Very bad at keeping the resolutions.
interesting list. Mm-hmm. I do think it's, I don't know if it's noteworthy, but I can't help but notice when it comes to the worst cities outside of, I don't know much about Newark, New Jersey, but I got friends in the South, and these some of these Southern cities have really been hit hard.
Mm.
And we all, I think most of us here in the Midwest know how Detroit's been over the last 5, 10, 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So I don't know how much that plays into this, but I can't help but see that factor in there. That seems
well, it's hard to keep resolutions when you're living in poverty.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A really high poverty rate down there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then your resolution is not be in poverty anymore. That's kind of your all-consuming.
Keep your home.
Yep, exactly. Just surviving.
Gang, we've got a That Ain't Right story for the ages. And it's our
starting
first,
the year with one, huh?
Yeah, our first That Ain't Right story of 2024 is a doozy. A couple in Pittsburgh named Clayton and Carrie Law had a new fence put in last month, and the workers wanted to be paid in cash. So Clayton went to the bank and took out $4,000.
Okay.
And less than 30 minutes later, their dog ate it all.
Oh, no.
He's a 7-year-old golden doodle named Cecil, a great name, who
Not
usually...
A dog.
And Cecil doesn't usually chew stuff up, but the big stack of 50s and 100s was too enticing, apparently.
No!
Oh, my goodness.
The good news,
did
and I say that...
like bacon?
The good news is they managed to get most of it back. The bad news is, of course, how they got most of it back. By sifting. The bank told them this isn't that uncommon, and that they'd replace any of the bills as long as the serial numbers were visible.
Right.
So Clayton and Carrie got to work. Cecil puked up some of the cash,
of course,
but to get the rest, they had to do what we all can kind of understand they had to do. Carrie described Carrie described the smell as so bad, but after lots of hard work, they ended up with $3,550. They only lost about $450 on the deal.
Considering, that's not bad.
Cecil is fine, by the way.
Good.
And they've already forgiven him. They said going forward, they'll just keep in mind that he has very expensive taste.
Oh, what a great way to end that. That's
literally.
That's a good way to do that. Sorry, man.
Melissa caught that. I almost didn't.
Yeah.
Great way to end that. Nice.
Yeah. It all came out in the end. It sure did.
I love it. Oh, well played. Nicely done. I love that story.
Do we have a palate cleanser?
Yes, we do.
We
definitely do, and we got one for you. We're going to join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Got a great lineup for you of guests. In part one, we're going to talk to Kelly Brochart, executive director over at Child Caring, Inc. We keep talking about this, how important child caring is and how vital it is going forward, not just in our state, but around the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great to talk to Kelly and talk a little bit more about that. And in part two, Jackie Carantini, Associate Professor of Human Development and Relationships, Executive Educator at University of Wisconsin, Madison Division of Extension.
That's a mouthful.
That's a title.
Yep.
Jackie's the best. We just turn the microphone on and let her do her thing and let her cook. We're looking forward to Jackie joining us. Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later at 7:05, I believe we will have the Greg Guard show.
Hopefully.
and I can tell you on WIRI at 6:40, Spash at Lincoln High School Hockey on the radio dial.
That will be going, right. Yes.
Michael and Seth going to cover that for you. Appreciate you guys doing that. We get it's a hockey night. It's a puck night. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a good one. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We've also got some local good things going on here I want to touch on. Today is a Thursday, and that means that it's live music over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Oh, that's right.
Join us every first and third Thursday of the month. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor performing for you live and direct. They bring you memories from yesteryear and with some of the most talented jazz musicians in our state, let alone in our city here and everything. It's free admission. Donations are accepted for the musicians. And support the local arts. Join our friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor for live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center every first and third Thursday from 2 to 4 at 2651 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. What do you got over there, Seth?
Well, if you joined us on Tuesday, you heard Tom Heiser come in here and give a veterans update. One of the things he talked about is tomorrow there is a blood donation going on at VFW Post 2534 in Rapids. That is at 2711 Redden Road. It's our good friends over at Versity will be doing that from 9 to 1. And it's just another way that our veterans help out the community. You know, we talk a lot about what we can do for veterans, because they do, I mean, they've already given so much, and now they just keep doing it. So if you want to go ahead and get an appointment, go ahead and call 877-232-4376, 877-232-4376, or go to versity.org/WI. You can sign up online as well. So find a place to put yourself in there and be a hero and donate some blood.
Yeah.
And you can also potentially win an SUV.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. They didn't. Oh, yeah. There it is. Okay. Donate and enter for a chance to win an SUV. Well, hey.
Yeah.
Cool. Just for giving some blood?
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Seems like a pretty good deal. Shout out to our VFW, our friend Tom, and the gang over there hosting this. Thank them for that. And Seth, we got the Winter Farmers Market coming back.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
After a break for the holidays, the market at the Moravian is coming back on Saturday from 9 to 1. That's at the Moravian Church, of course, 310 First Avenue South. And if you want any more information, go to their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. You can go to wrmoravian.org and check out more information there. If you want to be a vendor, of course, they're still always looking for vendors to come in and join them on Saturdays from 9 to 1. It'll be going through May 18th. There's going to be one more closure on March 30th, but that's it. So just about market calendar every Saturday through May 18th. The market at the Moravian will be taking place on Saturdays.
You can find out more by going to wrmoravian.org.
Moravian Market. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty good. tomorrow, sitting in with us will be CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Terry will be hanging out with us for the morning shows. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this then, but just to get the seed out there and plant some trees here, volunteers are needed for the homeless point in time count. This is coming up on January 24th. It'll begin at 11 at night. There's going to be some training involved with this. There will be some, have some people with you. This isn't a solo thing or nothing. You're doing this as a group. You can find out more about it by contacting our friend Ben Eberlein, Community Engagement Director with the United Way, at 715-421-0390, 421-0390. You can call 211 as well, or go to their website, uwswac.org, and find out more. And, of course, again, we'll talk about this with Terry a little bit tomorrow. Do want to send a gigantic shout-out to our great friend Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society for joining us with our Pet of the Week.
Always good to see her.
Yeah. Check out those little puppies.
Find out more at find out more at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. One more time, big congratulations to the cast and to everybody that tried out for the Glass Menagerie. Break a leg, enjoy your run, everybody. Congratulations to all of you. Yep. Find out more at WRCTheater.org. Get your tickets, get your season tickets. Find out about Silver Foxes and so many other great things that our friends at WRCT are doing at WRCTTheater.org, WRCTheater.org. And just a gigantic shout out, and I don't care how corny this sounds, to my favorite people I've ever had to work with, and that includes Conan O'Brien. Melissa, wow. Seth, you guys are the best. Great job today working with you guys out there. I can't even begin to tell you all the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes, and you two just killed it today. You rolled with everything. Great job by both of you. Appreciate you guys, and a big shout out to Civic Media, our engineering team, mm-hmm. working their tails off overnight, into the morning here,
yep.
to make everything sound so good for all of you listeners. We respect and appreciate you listeners so much. Every one of you that takes the time to tune into us, whether mm-hmm. it's for 5 seconds when you're in the car, or for it's taking in segments and shows, we are able to do this.
Back and listening to podcasts.
Yeah. We none of this matters without you.
Yep.
And so we thank you so darn much for everything and supporting Civic Media, supporting our stations here. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a good day. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at, is this ID going to work? WFHR, locally grown radio.